You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired March 28, 2025. Since the Ontario government announced in the summer of 2024 that it would be forcing the closure of the Consumption and Treatment Services site in downtown Kitchener on March 31, 2025, local healthcare providers have been busy building up resources and capacity to carry on most of the work. On April 1st, the local Homelessness and Addiction Recovery Treatment Hub, or Heart Hub, will begin operating, with provincial funding, with services which replace or build upon those offered by the CTS site. Notably absent from the Heart Hub spaces will be drug testing machines and supervised consumption of drugs, including overdose reversal, which are foundational to the harm reduction model of addiction support. The new site will be operated by Community Healthcaring Kitchener-Waterloo, based in downtown Kitchener, which has partnered with the House of Friendship to deliver services at locations spread across the city. Hannah Jensen, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Health, told CKMS News that, quote, "Enough is enough, and we are taking action to clean up our streets and protect children and their families while taking the next step to create a system of care that prioritizes community safety, treatment, and recovery by investing $529 million to create 27 new homelessness addiction recovery treatment hubs." She continued, "All 9 drug injection sites located dangerously close to a school or daycare center are transitioning to a heart hub and will be operational on April 1st. Each hub will deliver comprehensive recovery and treatment services and social supports, and will be eligible for up to 4 times more funding than they received as a CTS," unquote. The operator of the CTS site in Kitchener, Sanguine Health Center, released a statement after the closure was announced, saying, quote, "Public drug use will surge, with overdoses occurring in emergency rooms, public bathrooms, and on sidewalks, placing an unsustainable burden on already strained emergency services and healthcare systems," unquote. The Ministry of Health did not respond to questions from CKMS News about the effects of eliminating drug testing and supervised consumption from addiction services sites, nor did they acknowledge the request for supporting documentation or data which led to their decision. This show features an interview with Tara Groves-Taylor, the CEO of Community Healthcare in Kitchener-Waterloo. She discusses the services that the Heart Hub will provide, what is being lost, and the ongoing work to support folks with drug addictions.
I'm Tara Groves-Taylor. I'm the current CEO at Community Healthcare in Kitchener-Waterloo.
Were you involved in the operations of the Consumption and Treatment Services site?
Not directly. Certainly our teams intersect with one another in the community, as they will continue to. But the region of Waterloo held the multi-sector service agreement, and the provider was Sanguine.
And how was it that Community Healthcaring is operating this Heart Hub?
When we received the difficult news that the CTS would be closing, the region decided to engage in a series of community consultations with providers across the region who were either involved or certainly on the periphery of these types of services, to say that they were not going to be the Heart Hub, the multi-sector service agreement holder, and that Sanguine would not be the provider in the Heart Hub, just because of the requirements stipulated by the funder for Heart Hub. And so we spent a couple of days talking about who may be best positioned to lead that work. And we were fortunate that our colleagues and providers in Waterloo Region endorsed our leadership of the Heart Hub, along with our partners, House of Friendship.
What services are being lost with the closure of the CTS that will not be covered with Heart Hubs? And are any services being offered by Heart Hub that weren't previously offered?
The main service that's being lost with the closure of Safe Consumption is the ability to test your drugs safely at that location, and to self-administer your drugs of choice at that location and be observed while taking them. And then if you do experience an overdose have that reversed by staff who were on site. It also provided a rest and recovery space for people to come if they had been using a substance. And so that those services are not part of the new Heart Hub. Some of the services that were co-located there with the CTS, like the Rapid Access to Addictions Medicine Clinic, will be moving over to our location at 44 Francis Street, which is one of the Heart Hub locations, as well as expanding services in some of the other Heart Hub locations that will come online over the next couple of weeks and months as we get to a full service complement for Heart Hub. The way that we approached Heart Hub in the Waterloo region is to look at the current system of service provision in our region and say, like, how can we leverage those services with this resource coming into our community in order to best position ourselves to meet people who may be interested in accessing Heart Hub services at the places and spaces where they already have relationships, where they're already accessing services, and where they already have trust, which is what we felt would be the most successful way of accessing change-oriented individuals. So that is what our model of service is built on, is built on leveraging those outreach teams that currently exist, those drop-in spaces that have the outreach services of primary care, social supports, ID supports, and then adding on addictions counseling, mental health counseling, rapid access to addictions medicine programming throughout the community. So there's not a single location for Heart Hub. The anchor location is our location, which is 44 Francis Street South, but the services will occur around the broader community in outreach locations that already exist.
Groves Taylor then expanded on some of the areas where supports were lacking.
And then, of course, the 12 transition beds that will be coming online, which will be abstinence-based beds that we recognize there's currently a lack of in our community. And then I would say the other key component of our service model in the Waterloo region is what we heard clearly from people in the community, both providers and people accessing service, is that where folks were getting lost potentially in the addiction recovery pathway was in those transition points. So if you were sort of making a decision to go into and address your substance use, if you were addressing your substance use into another level, or if you were discharging from a program and had nowhere to go where there was an abstinence-based environment. And so there's a key component of care coordination that meets someone at inception of expressing a change orientation to their substance use, right through to wherever their journey may take them, so that they don't potentially get lost along the way.
Now, I've heard from frontline workers and advocates that public drug use and overdoses are likely to increase with this move. What is the impact to folks who were accessing services at the CTS and overall public health?
Obviously, it's something that is present in all of our minds right now as we track closer to March 31st. You know, we can't speculate on exactly what that impact will look like. We can speculate that not everyone who accesses safe consumption will be interested in accessing Heart Hub services. And so where will they go and what will they do and how will they maintain their safety is a big concern for us. And so there's certainly been a lot of community education and capacity building happening around, you know, naloxone training, who to call, where to go if you come upon individuals who seem to be in distress. Based on substance use, trying to reach those individuals who currently access the CTS and give them options for care post March 31st as best we possibly can. There's a harm reduction working group that's been meeting regularly since the announcement to really try and, you know, mitigate the gaps in service that will be created and not addressed by Heart Hub services and work together to do so. And we're actively involved in that team as well. So those are the things we're trying to do because, yeah, there could potentially be impact. Of course, we have the closure of the CTS happening in tandem with the funding for Safe Supply ending, as well as the closure of the King Street shelter all at the same time. So all of those things together could present some challenges for our community starting in April.
One of the issues the government, the Ministry of Health, has said they were closing the CTS site for was that it was within 200 meters of a school or daycare center. Are other sites being considered to open a different CTS further away from any locations that the government has barred them from?
The government is not funding that option. So the option to open the CTS in a different location was not one that was available to us with funding. They're funding the Heart Hub. They're not funding additional consumption sites, and they haven't indicated what will happen to safe consumption sites that currently exist around the province that are not within 200 meters of a school. So that option wasn't available to us in our community.
Would the regional or local governments be able to self-fund and open one of these, or are there approvals needed from the Ministry of Health?
There are cases going on right now to sort of address some of those key things that you just brought up. So I think in the coming weeks and months, there'll be further clarity on whether you can or cannot do that. Obviously, the resources available to us in our community right now for healthcare and social supports are limited, very limited. We don't have enough resources to offer the services that we're actually funded for, let alone add on services without dedicated funding. So the reality is that not likely that you could fund a service like this without funding from somewhere, funding envelopes from somewhere. So it does certainly make it challenging.
Recently, the Ministry of Health put out a statement saying that Heart Hub operators have had 6 months to build up new Heart Hubs and funding has been approved, so there should be no issue with operations. Can you respond to that?
In principle, we did discover if we were a successful applicant for our proposals back at the beginning of January. You know, I understand that with the election and things like that, there's, you know, unforeseen impact on the ministry's ability to mobilize funding and things like that for programs that are approved. So there were some delays in getting those funding letters out to providers. And, you know, our service structures are such that we can't withstand putting out additional resources that we don't have because we run such a tight budget to you know, to provide the services that we can to the folks we serve. So that, you know, did result in some delays, which they've acknowledged and have, you know, since really moved quickly to get things moving from a funding perspective. But there are delays in implementation. So, you know, the full suite of Heart Hub services will not be available on April 1st. It will come online gradually. We do have services coming online April 1st, some really key services for Heart Hub, but the rest of the services will come online in a scaled way after April 1st.
If people wanted to get some more information about the Heart Hub model in Kitchener here, or Kitchener-Waterloo, where would they go?
They can go to our website at communityhealthcaringkw.org, where we have a dedicated Heart Hub page for them that we will keep updated regularly. There is also contact information on there. Even if you just Google Heart Hub, it will lead you to that page. You can also call our main line at Community Health Caring Kitchener-Waterloo, where you'll be redirected to an intake person for Heart Hub.
That was an interview with Tara Groves-Taylor, the CEO of Community Healthcare in Kitchener-Waterloo, the operator of the new Heart Hub in Kitchener. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.